What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Friday the 19th of June. Hope you're well. Last one of the week. You'll be glad to know I'm taking the weekend off. And so are you from this podcast at the very least. Got a lot of stuff to do, though, so I won't be locking myself away in the broom cupboard. Not that that's a sexual kick of mine, but I won't be doing anything that's recreational this weekend is what my point is. Unfortunately, money talks and I've got to make some. Anyway, what's going on? I've had a couple of slow news days this week, and this one's going to be just as bad because, bollocks, something went wrong with the screen there, just as bad because I fucking bought the newspapers this morning to have a look for them, whatever, and I left half of them in the shop. I forgot about them, so I'm working. Why do I tell you these things? You don't even need to know that. It's just obviously showing you that I am ever the professional, and I crack on regardless. Like the day when I did this for talk radio, and the woman there set me up with the newspapers 5 minutes before fucking I was about to go live on air, and she gave me a load of newspapers to cut stuff out of, and she gave me the wrong day, so I sussed it about a minute before it was meant to go live on air, and I had to fucking. So it was not my fault, so I had to just wing it, and I literally had to go live on the fucking radio and wing it for half an hour with some stories that I managed to cut out in 30 seconds that I hadn't even read. That's where I got the idea for this podcast. Even though they never invited me back, I should have, like, saw the, what's the word? I should have heeded the reason why they didn't invite me back and not proceed to create my own little enterprise with this podcast. But no, there's people around the solar system that are listening to this. They're tuning in. The aliens are listening at the very least. I got some buddies. They're sending me fan mail now. I can hear it in my I'm picking up the sound waves. I don't know whether the little like knocking noise in my head. I don't know whether it's whether I need some pills or whatever, whether I'm losing the plot. But I believe I'm tuning into somebody from a galaxy far, 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 far away. Either that, or it's my imaginary friend talking to me again, which is all right because everybody needs somebody to talk to, even if they're not real. Anyway, what the fuck am I talking about? What's it called? Gary Newman. I pulled this out just because I saw a good thing on Facebook or something the other day, a video. Gary Newman, you know, he sings that song called Cars. Here in my car, there was one under somebody's doing like an impression of him. It's called Spa. Here at the Spa, and he's like, the Spa is the supermarket in England. And he's got him walking around the Spa singing, dressed as like Gary Newman. It's really funny. Anyway, he's coming back to do some concerts. Which are going to be drive-in concerts, because of the social distancing. So, and he's one of people that have signed up to do these drive-in, like a drive-through cinema, but for concerts. There's going to be 300 vehicles which will be able to attend each show with a maximum of 6 people allowed in each car. Which is good, but I was thinking about that. If you are 6 people in a car, you ain't going to be fucking. You're going to be in the shit viewing spot at the back of the car. If you're a few cars back from the stage and you're at the back of the car, you ain't going to see nothing, are you? All you're going to see is the back of the heads of the people in front, or the car in front. You ain't going to see shit. You're not going to see any unless you park your car side on. Oh, maybe that's it. But if you're facing forwards, only the 2 people in the front seats are going to be able to see. So the 4 in the back, they're going to have to be cheaper tickets at the very least. Or as I said, you're going to have the car sideways on. But even that wouldn't work because only the people on the one side will be able to see. I tell you what, there's going to be some arguments in them cars. You'd have to be. Nobody ever wants to be in the back in the middle of the seat, but that is going to be the only seat in the back that is going to be able to get a view. Just about, you'll be able to see through the centre of the 2 heads in front. But all you're going to be able to see is the car in front and the bloke sitting in the middle of the car in front. So I'm afraid that one is a dead duck, I'm afraid. I don't think I'm going to be going to any of those. But I'll just watch one on the TV and pretend I'm there. That'd be easier. That's the easiest way of doing anything now, isn't it? Pretend you're there, or watch concerts on the TV, watch films on the TV instead of being at the cinema. Cinema winds me up, and that is another one that's going to wind me up, that drive-through anything. Anyway, I don't think they're coming to a town near me. They're doing them in Birmingham, my town, the town where I born and bred and still champion as the best city in the UK. If you've not been there, you're from another country, put Birmingham in your mental diary of where to of your travel diary and get yourself down there. You won't regret it. You might have to hit me up on the places to go, because there are a lot of shit parts of Birmingham. I'll have to own up to that. So hit me up and I'll tell you. But we got Cadbury World, you got Peaky Blinders, you got where Tolkien, J.R. Tolkien. Yeah, that's right. The Lord of the Rings was wrote in Birmingham. I'll tell you what, and there's more I could go on, but I'm going to take up all the time of this podcast just talking about my beloved Birmingham. Some of my mates who are living in Birmingham now are going, what's he on about? It's fucking shit. I fucking hate it. It's one of them, isn't it? But to visit, it's a beautiful place. Anyway, what am I going to say? Vera Lynn's died. That's a shame. Vera Lynn, 103 though, so you can't really just say that she's like gone suddenly. She has. She's one of the fucking few that have been around since the wartime. She used to sing to the war veterans. Most of the veterans have survived. Who survived have passed a long, long time ago. But she's died. Really, in like almost on cue to there's a French and English memorial. I think there's some kind of war tributes going on this week. So I don't know what ones. I've not read any, but I know that France and England are doing some kind of Remembrance Day from fighting against the Nazis, and the red arrows flew over with the French colours coming out the back of the planes. And that's happened yesterday. So I don't know what the tributes are for. Something to do with the war. So she's died almost on cue, because she used to go and sing for the veterans in the war, in the what's it called? Fly to Burma and the different other camps. And she'd go and sing for all the lads and that. I bet all the guys there, because it was all just blokes at the time, wasn't it? And she was the only girl. I bet fucking she was like the apple of everybody's eye. I bet all the blokes fancied her, because there was nobody left to fancy her, and she was pretty anyway. I bet that has got to be like, you got to feel pretty good when every single person in the room is interested in you. Every single one of them is probably slipping them a number, even though like all the wives are at home waiting for them. She must have felt like the cream of the crop, and she was. But anyway, she got the moral, boosted the morals. We'll meet again. If you don't know what song that she used to sing, we'll meet again. Don't know when. So, you won't be meeting her again until you go and visit her in the sky and go to the concert. But that'll be a peaceful situation. I don't think there'll be any world wars going up in heaven. Depends on where you go. If you go to where a lot of people should go, which is down. I've got two conflicting ideas of hell. Hell is for those people who are fucking committing the war crimes. Like all the Nazis, they should go to hell. But the hell that is... Because heaven will be boring. I imagine heaven's going to be a little bit boring. You know, it's all going to be too good. They're not going to be having a fucking good time, are they? They're not going to be partying and having a fucking all-nighters and fucking raving and all that. I want to go to the part of hell that's not really hell. It's just where everybody's got the bars open all night, 24 hours. And it's all like, you know, loud music all night long. And it's like raves. I don't know, whatever fucking gets you high, gets you drinking. The party and all the fucking, you know, the living it up. And that ain't going to be happening in heaven, no way. All the fucking do-gooders are going up there. They're going to be doing the gardens and, you know, fucking going to church and, you know, licking fucking God's ass. I don't mean licking God's ass, but I mean, you know, fucking following him around and going, oh, I can't wait to meet you. You're my fucking number. I'm your number one fan. I'm like, can you tell me all about, you know, tell me all about, I've got loads of time now. Can you tell me all about yourself? No, I don't want any of that. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in, what's it called? Not Las Vegas, but, you know, Party Town. That's what we want. Send me there. Maybe there should be a third place. You got Heaven, Hell, and Party Town. And that's the one I want to go to. Anyway, this guy's not going to be going to Party Town anytime soon. He's got himself in a bit of bother. 450 quid's worth of bother for farting at the policeman. He farted loudly in their direction. And the charge is that he apparently intentionally released a massive bowel wind in the immediate vicinity of the officers with full intent. So the police always have to word it so it sounds like an actual criminal activity, because it's not. Is that ever in law a crime? But it is now, because the way that they've worded that, and they said he went too far. Our colleagues prefer not to be farted at, so we got a £450 fine. So that is now deemed a criminal act. I mean, I wouldn't particularly like it, and I would if I was a policeman, I might want to fucking do a fucking Sweeney on him and arrest him, rough arrest on him, and fucking get his arms up behind his back and go, you know, when they've got him up the wall from behind and they're like going in the ear, like, fucking, you made my day, punk. You're going to jail for farting in my face. Thank you. Anyway, that was in Vienna. I don't think that one would fly too much in England, but that was in Austria. So what was it called? I was going to say, I said something earlier on. I went too far. Anyway, he was being provocative. So there you go. If you're ever on tour in Australia and you get into a bit of bother with the police, hold your wind, at least till they've gone, because even if you did it accidentally because you got a bit of a problem, a bit of a travel bug, you're going to get arrested. I was going to say, cats are being hailed as a cure for loneliness. Well, they are, because, cats are, I don't know, cats can't be bothered with you half the time. They're there to have about the house so that you're not home alone, but they're saying that you can prescribe one on the NHS, or should be prescribed on the NHS. Imagine that, I can never read the doctor's prescriptions half the time when you get them. Imagine like going down to the chemist and then coming back, somebody hands you a cat over the counter. And you go, oh, I was only going in there because I was a little bit depressed. I thought he was giving me antidepressants. Well, you have anti-per depressions. That doesn't work. But anyway, you're going to get cats could be requested that you suggested that you get yourself a cat. Oh, I'll tell you what. It's better than fucking taking antidepressants. I'd say, have you seen the long list of side effects of some of them antidepressants? I'm telling you now, they'll fuck you up, because they're just half the time. They're like, there's about 100 things that could go wrong by taking them. So, and one of them is suicidal thoughts. So there, go figure. If you're taking antidepressants, it could be they're fucking giving you the opposite effect of what you want. So rather than go and see the doctor, just go and get yourself a cat. Or do what the other people do the other week and just start befriending your neighbour's cat, so you don't ever have to own it. Just make yourself a little cat flap on the back door, and you'll have like neighbour's cats coming and going, and therefore you don't even have to feed it. They just come in. You have a bit of a 10-minute chinwag with the cat and let it go off, and then you've saved yourself any kind of vet bills. No feeding. And then you're not going to be pissed off when the cat blanks you and does the same, because half the time the cats aren't around, are they? They only fucking... Our cat, we had a cat, we didn't see it half the time. It would just... He'd come in at night and he'd go out in the morning. That was it. I guess somebody was doing that. It was some of the officers obviously tuning into him further up the street. What was I going to say? A burglar called the fire brigade to be rescued after getting stuck in a window. I mean, that is just fucking... Why didn't he just say that I was stuck in my own window and like I forgot my keys? Thick fucker. He probably rang him up and gone, well, what it is, I'm burgling a house and I'm halfway in the fucking bathroom window and I'm like a big fat bastard and I've got myself in a right bit of bother. Maybe he had the fucking video in his like trapped. It's like, you know, he's got it under his jacket or something like that, and he's halfway out with all the watches and jewelry in his pockets. So maybe he had no choice but to admit it. But there you go. That's a good story. That's the feel good story of the day. The burglar. They should have just left him there and gone, "Nah, sorry, mate, we don't do burglaries. You'll have to sit it out, wait to lose a bit of weight, and then slip out the window that way, and then we'll arrest you." Fucking dumbass. I hate burglars. And there was another one the other day who fell asleep on the sofa of the house, and the woman come back. She must have fucking shit herself, but she come back and he was asleep, passed out, snoring his head off on the sofa. So when the police come, they snuck up on him. He probably fucking farted on them as well, did a fart in his sleep. And then they woke him up and gone, "Right, you're getting fucking time for this burglary, for doing that fart. The burglary would have let you off with, but because you've just done that fart, you're going to do fucking a couple of months in the nick. Hard time, hard labour." Anyway, so there you go. If you're going to go out and do burglaries, you've got to accept what fucking comes of it, which is very fucking, very often, nothing, unfortunately. There should just be, if you do one burglary, you should be sent to prison. You know, simple, that's it. That's kind of the only way you're going to put them off. You see some people, they've racked up fucking 200 or something before they even like do a fucking day of a jail. How do I know that? Born and bred on a council estate. There's a lot of fucking burglaries. The video was the choice of burglary years ago. Our video was nicked fucking numerous times. I'm not a fan. Anyway, what's it called? Why would I be? But anyway, where am I going? Life forms, galaxy, intelligent alien civilizations could exist as many as 36 planets. I spoke about this the other day, and they're saying now that as many as 36 planets within our Milky Way could have life on them. 36 planets, so that could be 36 different. I mean, it's a shame that we can't travel about. And imagine that. That's like a new form of going on holiday. You can go in, like we go to Spain and you go to Australia and you go to America on holiday. Imagine, like, in a fucking few hundred years' time, people will be going to, I don't know, whatever planets, a choice of 36 different planets on a spaceship. Oh, we're going to, what could a planet be called? Neptune, we're going to Neptune. I don't know what the fuck. Neptune 55. I'm going there for 2 weeks. They're a bit closer to the sun. I'll tell you what, you come back from there with fucking a suntan. They've got donkey rides on the fucking on the beach, but the donkeys look like spider aliens with like about 100 eyes and 50 legs. I've just tried to think of a fucking alien off the top of my head there. I think if there was an animal like that, I don't think anybody would be jumping on his back. Let's put it that way. I think it would be fucking sucking your own eyeballs out and chewing you up and spitting you out. Or feeding you to its, or taking you back to its nest and feeding you to its other like fucking weird looking monster family children or whatever it is. Like an alien, like the alien film when it goes and feeds you to the pods. Anyway, yeah. So, but it'd be nice to be able to go. Maybe we'd be friends, and we'd only be friends the ones that like look like us and don't look like some fucking horrible, weird looking insect. They're the ones that are gonna fucking kill us. There's no point in being trying to get on with them. There's no point in trying to get on with them. You know, like some of these countries where you just don't get on with. You can't go to them, can you? You just can't go on holiday with them. They're never gonna get you or your culture. And that's the same with those aliens. But it'd be good to see that ever come about. They're saying there that we may get up to Mars and start trying to colonize Mars, and therefore there'll be 100. Well, they're saying to start it off, you need at least 110 humans would be needed to set up a civilization on Mars, because they're going to have to shag each other, aren't they, to try and fucking multi. To multiply, and we ain't like rats, so it's going to take a few people. Otherwise, you're going to start crossbreeding, and all of a sudden, all you're going to have is a load of fucking inbreds up on Mars, thick bastards, and then they're going to be, they're going to sort of interbreed with each other, over and over and over and over again, and even though they're going to look like us, they'd be the ones that were going to be hunting you down. You go and visit Mars, they're just going to fucking kill everybody because they're all thick. It's going to be like Southern Comfort. Or what's the other film with... Southern Comfort. And what's the other film? What's the one with Burt Reynolds in where the fucking... where the inbreds are all fucking hunting you down in the woods. That's what it's going to be like to visit Mars. So you weren't going to catch me anywhere up there. I think I'm going to stick to Spain and the good old typical British holidays for now. The holidays where there's like, you know, at least people, we can communicate with each other and not have to. Some of them small towns in America, if you're from one of them small towns, I believe that some of them ones right out in the fucking, like the outback of Australia, there's some really, really strange towns, but, you know, there's some fucking untoward people out there as well. If you saw that film, the, what's it called, I watched the other week? Oh, bollocks. Gummo. There's a film in America called Gummo, and it's based on, like, some kind of really small town that was, like, odd people and unusual people, and they just got together the most weird and odd looking people for this film. You should watch it because it's brilliant. It won loads of awards, but it's fucking really kind of strange to watch because the way that they've got them acting in there, and like the one guy, the little kid's doing weights in the mirror with like a load of knives and forks tied together with elastic bands, and he's doing weights on his arms with it while his mum's behind him tap dancing with shoes that are about four times too big for her feet. It's really, really strange. Anyway, I recommend that. That's my recommendation of the week to you, to watch Gummo. You'll see that you don't have to go too far out of this fucking universe to see aliens on this planet. Believe me, they're alive and well and amongst us, and they're inbred. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one again next week on Monday. See you later for now. Bye.